He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 567. Interesting show for you today. I am going to show you a gadget that I've been using for a while. It is an ironclad, absolutely foolproof portable hard drive that I take with me everywhere. Actually, I took this drive to Europe with me, and it will float in the water. It will allow you to step on it, a truck run over it, all that kind of stuff. So at least you'll know if you want a toughy portable hard drive, this is definitely it. And then, of course, we're going to go over some apps of the day. So let us begin. I am going to click a button here, and here we go. So as I said, we're on show number 567, and we are going to start the day off with the gadget of the day. This is made by Western Digital, and of course they make hard drives, but what many people don't realize is that they make a G drive, and they make them in a variety of capacities for terabyte 6, 12, 18, 20, so on and so forth. And they are a tad, not a lot, but just a tad pricey. The reason for that is that they are extremely well made and made to take a beating. You can find these on sale from time to time. I typically go to Amazon. We'll take a look at that right now. Here is the drive that I actually took with me. Here it is here. And this is G Technology. This is a 1 terabyte drive, ATC portable external hard drive with a tethered USB 3 cable, all-terrain solution. This puppy, this one takes a beating. If you look at some of the photographs, there's the outer case, which we'll take a look at close up. Another view of it, you'll see that this drive inserts into the case. This drive all alone is very powerful. When you put it in the case, it's almost indestructible. So there it is again, and so on and so forth. Now, they make a bunch of drives. I settled on this one, because I've had it for about 5 years now. It's definitely old. There's definitely newer drives out there, again, G drives, that do a lot more and are actually better made. But I got to tell you, this is as rugged as they come. This is an all-terrain drive solution with tethered USB cable shields, a high-quality, lightweight, removable, standalone G drive. This is nice. Let's take a look at it close up, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Very versatile, very versatile. So I am without my hand switcher today. So okay. So this is the actual drive. Again, very solid, and there is a very nice bright light that will indicate that the drive is in use when this is on. It flashes really bright, no question about it. Now, on the back, this is what makes it so unique and so interesting. Let me center that. Okay. Right here, you have your standard hard drive USB cord, and we're familiar with that. That's the one with the split shaft. That's just going to plug in like so. If I could see it, that would even be better. Okay, that's going to plug in there, and then, of course, the USB side is just going to go directly into the computer, your laptop, whatever. Straightforward, easy enough, very fast transfer rate. However, if you look here, what is this? What is this configuration? Well, this is going to make your transfer even significantly faster. Why? Because it uses somewhat of a Thunderbolt connector here. Or a what's called a digital connector. Watch. This is going to go inside this case, and this case is like, wow. So this pops open, and this is going to slide. It only goes one way, directly into this. It clicks in. Now you're going to clamp the top on with a very nice clamp. That is it, folks. Again, you can drop this, throw this. This will float in the water. Here's your very bright light to show you that the drive is on. And then what's really cool is built into the side right here, you have your connector. And again, every computer does not have this, so make sure that your laptop or whatever device you're using is able to take this connector. If you don't have it, you don't actually need the case. I happen to have it, and it's very convenient. And again, very, very, very rugged, very handy device. And what I like about this, this particular cable here is going to allow me to transfer my files significantly faster than just using a standard USB. So this is definitely something to consider. It's nice when you have video files or photographs. It's nice because this wire just literally goes in the side of it, and that's it. And it's also nice because the case on this is literally ironclad. This will definitely take a beating, take a licking, and keep on ticking. So if you want a hard drive that's going to stand up to the forces of nature, this is definitely a contender. Now, why do I need this drive? Well, as you know, I was in Europe for about a month and a week-ish, and I was on a photography journey and video, and I couldn't lose my files. I couldn't take a chance. So every day, actually every night, I would pull out the SD cards in my camera and my GoPro, and I'll show you all this stuff in upcoming episodes, and also my iPhone, and I would back all three of those devices up directly to this drive. And I have two of these drives. This is 2 terabytes. I have a 4 terabyte G drive too. And I put them back, put them away. I don't carry these with me. And I definitely have a backup. Also, because I'm like freaky nervous, when I got back on shore and had some connectivity, I was able to again back these photos up to a cloud. And I also have a device that I'll show you in a few weeks that automatically backs up everything. So I would plug this drive into my computer and click a couple buttons, and it would pump them up to the cloud. So in the event that I lose the SD sticks, if you will, in the event that this gets damaged and I lose this, they are backed up to the cloud. So it's pretty much a foolproof system, and that is that. All right, let us get on to some apps of the day. These apps are free at the moment. I don't know how long it'll be free, but this is an awesome app. If you have an Android operating system and you want to enhance your music, this is definitely a way to do it. Equalizer Bass Booster Pro. This is a free app that you're going to download, and it gives you roughly 5 different spectrums of music analysis that's going to make everything sound better. The bass, the loudness, the treble, it's going to round everything out and make everything sound crisp and cool. And if you don't like that particular logarithm, you can select from a bunch of them. Equalizer is an app, a volume booster that changes the global sound and improves sound quality, making your music sound more pleasant and loudly. I don't like that word loudly. I don't think there's a word loudly. More loud? I don't know. In any event, again, there's 5 different spectrums that you could choose from. I'm telling you, try this app out. You'll be amazed. Even if you have a sound system and a sound bar, this app will definitely enhance what you're doing. Guaranteed. Okay, our next app is one of those apps that's somewhat esoteric. This is called Remote Numpad Keyboard. I do use this. If you're ever using spreadsheets or, you know, like Excel or any of those types of programs, this makes your iPhone a keypad. And what's nice about it is you can put the iPhone right next to the computer keyboard and just click away on adding the numbers. It's really convenient, and it has arrows back and forth. It will definitely boost your productivity. And also, if there's certain keys that you use, I am not that sophisticated, but there are certain keys that you use all the time, you can actually customize and create your own number block keypad if you want. So it's a nice app. It's totally free. degree. The ability to create custom keys is very nice. So if you have a macro strip within Excel, you can just put that to a hotkey and touch it on the iPhone, and boom, away you go. So kind of a neat app, not for everyone, but for those of you who use Excel, you'll find this extremely handy. I promise. Now, this phone drive app for the iOS system is a file storage sync app. This is a real nice app. It's free at the moment. I have never seen it free. There are in-app purchases, absolutely. But right now they say your in-app purchases are 50% off. This is a cool device, okay? You can now use your iOS operating system as a portable wireless flash drive. A portable wireless flash drive. Why would you want to do that? Well, you can load movies up on it and transmit them to your phone for one, or your iPad while you're on a plane. Introducing Phone Drive File Manager. Phone Drive allows you to store, view, and manage local or cloud files on your iPhone or your iPad. You can connect the Phone Drive to any Mac or PC over the Wi-Fi network and transfer files by just dragging and dropping. So essentially, you're making your iPhone or your iPad a portable wireless hard drive that you can transfer files both back and forth. Very unusual app, very nice app. You can also do it with PDF files or music files or whatever you want. It also has a great image viewer inside it. You can do voice recordings, text editing, all kinds of stuff. And this supports, right? It supports Dropbox, Google Drive, iCloud Drive, Box, Yandex, and a bunch of other cloud services. So it's really a nice app, very handy. I guarantee you will like it, and it also has a passcode lock. So if you don't want your kids to mess up your files, you can put this little code lock on there, and they won't be able to transmit either way to your to your iPhone. Now, these days, you got to be careful. All right. This next app was free until today. I looked at it again this morning, and it was free. Now it's $1.99. However, for $1.99, I think you'll be pleased with it. It's called Flyer and Invitation Creator. It's a very versatile app, and if you are ever in the business or have the need to create a reasonably professional flyer or facsimile thereof, you can create professional, unique flyers, invitations, presentations, logos, events, and cards for your parties, clubs, whatever you want to do. It has a ton of pre-made, fabricated templates, which I like, and you can pick the color that you want. And what's nice about these types of apps is an artist has already created the template, so everything will be in good style, opposed to me creating it and everything being in no style. So I do definitely like templates, and they make you look good. So again, if you have a need for creating flyers or imitations or, you know, graphics, things like that, I think you'll find this app extremely helpful. And our last app of the day is called Stories. I love this app. I use this on my iPad. Will work on your iPhone, but this will create all kinds of unique templates and stories templates for Instagram, excuse me, or Facebook, or any of those social media sites. Stories has everything you need to create amazing collages with your photos. You can customize the stories using our story maker, choosing from our collage collection, adding text, photos, stickers, and more. Your photos will be brought to the next level. Very nice app, highly professional, which is why I use it. And again, right now it's 150% free, so all that is good. Oh, you might as well take a look at that. Again, it's free, it's helpful, and I know that you are going to like it. All right, folks, that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor Show. I will be back next week, and I am just culling through tons and tons and tons of photos and videos, over 10,000. And I'm going to next week show you some of the cool things. Probably at the end of the show, I'm going to run a minute or 2 minute video of some cool places that I was in Europe. I think you'll find that very interesting. Also, I got to show you the McDonald's that I went to in Rome, the McDonald's Cafe. I finally found the photographs. You're going to get a kick out of that. Have a good week. Be safe. See everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.